The great Shiloh comes over Zorbistan. Our learning should be merit all the protection for the whole state of Florida and for the Jewish people throughout the world. Great Shiloh. So this is more of a Saras Mechuvah Yom Kippur Shiloh. A girl comes over Zorbistan and says the following thing: you know, in a few days I'm going to be getting married. And then, you know, we know that Yom HaChuppah is a day of Mechilas Avonos. It's a day that a person's sins are forgiven. I'm doing Cheshbon HaNefesh my entire life. And I remember something that I did. Once when I was 12 and a half, I was a group leader. I was watching the little kids so that their parents could go to shul for davening. You know, every little kid comes with all their pekalo. They come with their zowers and their Twizzlers and their candies and their chips. And what happened was, I was watching them throughout the day, and I forgot for a minute that it was Yom Kippur for a second, and I asked a couple of the kids to taste some of their candies, some of their sweets. Now that I'm a little older and I understand the tremendous grave sin that I did, Isser Karis to eat on Yom Kippur, I don't want to go with this sin to the chuppah, and I want to know, I have a couple of questions for you. Three questions the girl asked Rav Zorbistan. One, how do I mimichaper on this sin? It's a sin of Isser Karis to eat on Yom Kippur. And she says specifically, I was after my bar mitzvah, I was 12 and a half. Number two, do I have any reason to ask the do I have any reason to the requirement or need to tell the chassan, to tell my future husband of what I did, of this Isser Karis? And three, I took the candies from these little kids, but without the permission of their parents. How do I be mechaper for this sin if I don't remember which kid I took it from? So let's go in order for the first question. The first question Rav Zorbistan deals with is, how do I be mechaper on this sin of eating on Yom Kippur? Rav Zorbistan, where we quote, you know, the Rambam tells us tshuva, perek beis halacha beis, that the regular seder for tshuva is charata over vidui, right? You have to have revenge, you have to, excuse me, regret on your past, vidui, you have to admit what you did, the kabbalah ala asin, and you also have to, make a promise that you won't, you have to make a kabbalah in the future that you won't do this. And you know, obviously the fourth thing is you have to leave the sin, tremendously leave the sin. We know the Gemara tells us Yom Pei Vavam and Aleph that someone who is over a krisis or misas bezin va'asa tshuva, someone who does tshuva on Isser Kares or misas bezin, tshuva Yom Kippur tolin, tshuva and Yom Kippur are there to be able to help. V'yisurin mamrikin, and yisurin, when a person goes through challenges, they sweeten them a little up. Hareisha tshuva levad ein moil al Isser Kares, but says the Gemara, tshuva by itself doesn't only help the Isser Kares. U'mikol makom, This all applies to a regular person. To a regular person, tshuva and Yom Kippur help, and then yisurin la'mamrikin, that sweetens it a little bit, it gets rid of everything. That's also to a regular person. Says Rav Zorbistan, but for aval b'ketana b'ashtam esra b'chetzi, but a ketana is only 12 and a half, and the Radak says that even though she's 12 and a half, the Radak says in Tehillim, chavhei zayin, chatos nu'urai pishai al tizkor. What does that mean? We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sins of my youth and the sins that I did, don't remember. Those are the days, the sins that I did up until I'm 20. Yikru chatosh. Shalo shalom adas adav in sham pesha ki apesha hu amarad. It says, pesha, purposeful sin, is only is rebellion. But the sins you do from 12 to 20 is not rebellion. They're still considered some sort of naris, some sort of earlier stage that a person won't get hurt for. So Zorba's saying, don't worry so much because it was your bat mitzvah. The Radak says that things that you do up until 20, that's not considered merit. But now let's go to it. Zorba's saying says, what should you do? Do you want to have a full kapara? Go learn the Sefer Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. The Imlima called Sefer Kasha. If you can't learn something, learn a few parts. But Zorba's saying says, you want to know how to have kapara. How to have kapara for an Isser Karis. First off, you have to do a little tshuva. And Yom Kippur helps. It's also in the Yisur Mamrikin. Only get kapara shlema, learn Sefer Beinu Shari tshuva. It's a very big school. The second question, do you have to go tell the chassan? Says Rav Zorbistan, you don't have to go tell us the chassan what you did. The Shulchan Aruch writes, in Choshe Mishvat Simen Reish Lamed Beis Sevav, Gabe Mekach Tos, by the halachic case, when a person buys something, and all the details weren't specified before. Right? And what happened was, you think that maybe this will be a mekach tos. It's not a mekach tos. Because af chasim loyal marshim in kalachat of a chazer b'tshuva. Right? The chasim himself says of Zorbistin. I'm sure he has things. She's b'ze mekach tos. Ye chasim nekein nokim yechol chay. Do you think the chasim is all pure by himself? The chassan also has things that he doesn't want to be brought up. The chassan also has blemishes and also has things that he didn't, I'm sure he didn't specify every single time that he didn't damage Shimon Esrei with Kavana, or he said Lashon Hara, didn't say Lashon Hara here, this Lashon Hara there. Says Rav Zerbitzin, according to the Shulchan Aruch, by the halachas of Mekach Tos, you only have to specify certain things there. But if everyone would agree that it's not a mum. You only have to specify by Mekach Tos if it's going to be Mekach Tos only retroactively changes what happened in the case. If it's people would say no, I did, of course. A regular people wouldn't buy something like this if it's, you know, if you buy two shoes and it's missing one shoe. Of course, people wouldn't pay full. But here, the chassan knows that, of course, a normal person sins. So too, the chassan also sins. Says you don't have to tell the chassan. The third thing, says Rav Zorbistein, of what you would do, because you don't know which kid you took it from. Ain sarach lahashiv samam tigli yaladim, ki ahorim shenosin lahem zos aldas ki nosnim cha yaladim yuchlu l'chalek l'chom yishayirtsu. When a parent gives a child certain snacks, he knows that the kid is not only going to eat all, he's going to share a little bit with his friends, she's going to share. The parent gives to the kid, and the parent knows the kid's going to give it out. And basically, he knows, as soon as the parent knows, as soon as he gives it to the child, he's giving it, you're being mafker the candy. He's basically making it onerous. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zocher, number one, live our lives like this girl was living right before her chasna. What does she do? She's thinking about something earlier on when she was 12 and a half, how she could do tshuva shalema. Three questions. The first one, how she could do tshuva from the Isser Karis of eating on Yom Kippur. The second question we dealt with was that she'd have to tell the chasna what she did. And finally, the third question of how, what she did, she took the candy from the kid, but maybe it wasn't the kids to give out, maybe it was the parents. We should be as specific and as careful with our deeds and our actions now, a few days before Yom Kippur, as this girl was. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that we're Habal Atar Masayin Osof. We're coming to Him to try to do a little bit better, try to be a little bit better in our Avodas Hashem. Ben Adam L'Malkam, Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bless us with a tremendous, tremendous Tahara and Kapara and Tshuva Shalem Alonu, L'Chol Beis Yisrael Gemar, Chasima Toivah.